I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute.
Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation.
President Trump has helped to begin 2 days of D-Day observances in Portsmouth, England, by reading excerpts of a prayer that President Franklin Roosevelt read to the nation on June 6, 1944. Hundreds of World War II veterans are joining the ceremony in England to mark the dangerous operation that took Allied troops across the English Channel to land on beaches in German-occupied France. British D-Day veteran Richard Thomas Peltzer is now 96 years old. How does he feel today?
I'm happy because the simple reason is this. I sacrificed my youth so the youth of the day can enjoy their youth.
Here at home, Republican senators say they are opposed to President Trump's threatened tax on all goods coming into the U.S. from Mexico, but whether they have the votes to stop him isn't clear. The president says they'd be foolish to try. I'm Rita Foley.